As we are now joined by head coach Brian Berg. I'm sure that there's a lot going through your mind right now about this tournament, about this season, but I will give your group a lot of credit and a lot of respect. That game could have gotten out of hand during the second half, but your guys never quit. They fought all the way to the end.
Guys continued to compete. You know, in the second half, we cut it to, I think, 7. That was as close as we got, and had a chance to cut it to even more or less than 7. Give credit to our players in regards to the second half, and also give credit to App State. You know, they played a solid game, were able to come away with a win.
I just made the comment about Caden with his line, 17 points, 5 boards, 3 of those on the offensive end, 2 assists and 2 steals. I know he's had games with more points, but that might have been his best performance since he's come to Statesboro. He was really good tonight.
He was really aggressive, was able to score the basketball. And then defensively, I thought he had great effort on the defensive end as well.
You made a couple of switches from man to zone. I remember in the first half you had 3 turnovers during that 4 possession switch. What about the zone flustered App during those couple of possessions?
Well, App State's a rhythm team. You could see that they got in rhythm certain times throughout this game. They were able to capitalize and score points. But we wanted to try to keep them off rhythm by switching between different defenses and throwing different wrinkles at them. But they were able to end up capitalizing, making runs, and we had some breakdowns that were costly, and we didn't finish a lot of shots right around the rim.
What'd you tell the team after the game?
I talked to our seniors. You know, we have some COVID seniors, but 2 guys in particular have exhausted their eligibility, and Trey Cobbs, Grant Weatherford. I thank them for everything that they've done in our program. It's a sacred place, the locker room.
Yeah.
So, just very appreciative of what Grant, what Trey have done, and then, the COVID seniors as well. But I take full responsibility. This isn't how we wanted our season to end. We're going to continue to work. I lead this program. We're a tireless worker. I can assure you our staff will continue to work. Our guys will continue to get better. But I'm excited to be able to continue to work and continue to put a quality product on the court and compete for Sun Belt Championships, Danny.
What's your plan going into the off season?
Well, 1, we're going to refocus. Then we're going to end up working tirelessly to get better. I think whenever you go into an off season, you have an off season, you have as well as the summer, you get a chance to get your team better, and that's what we're really going to focus on.
Enjoy getting to watch you guys every day. I've enjoyed getting a chance to work with all of you. I know this is not what you wanted, but I think that there's a lot to be proud of and a lot to look forward to in 2022. We appreciate the time this year, and safe trip back to Statesboro.
Thanks, Danny.
That's head coach Brian Berg. 1 more break, and we'll be back with our final segment. Georgia Southern falls to App 73-60 on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.